afternoon, everyone. This is your host, David John Oates, and the weekly reverse speech show comes around again. Once a week goes so fast, doesn't it? I just seem to get one show finished and then the next show begins. So how about that? All right. Today we are going to start off by looking at a couple of reversals on Hillary Clinton. I woke up this morning to a phone call from Jeff Rentz, and Jeff believes, with good evidence, that Hillary Clinton is either dead already or very sick and dying, and there is a double in her place. Well, I don't know. He's got some pictures up on his website at Rentz.com, so go and have a look at those pictures and tell me what you think. Certainly we've found reversals on Hillary Clinton in the past that indicate some health problems. For example, this one here, and we'll run this one forwards.
We did not. In fact, my direction to conduct the thorough investigation was to err on the side of providing anything that could be possibly viewed as work-related.
And this reversal says they deal her Prozac.
They deal her Prozac.
They deal her Prozac.
They deal her Prozac.
Now, I've been playing that reversal for probably almost a year now, along with this one here.
Americans need a champion, and I want to be that champion.
And here she says, I need marijuana.
I need marijuana.
I need marijuana.
I need marijuana.
Now, marijuana is actually a metaphor in reverse speech, if you can believe that. And it's a metaphor for medications and healing in general. Actually, on that note, marijuana comes up in very positive context in reverse speech whenever it's talked about. So there you go. There's a bit of interesting information you can think of. So I need marijuana and I deal her Prozac. I don't know. Then someone sent me this reversal yesterday, which I normally wouldn't use because it's really borderline. But in light of what's happening, I'm going to play it, and you decide for yourself, is this reversal here or not? There's been a discussion on my Facebook page about it, and you can have a look. If you haven't gone to my Facebook page, go and check it out. We have lots of interesting discussions on Facebook. All right, so is this reversal here or not?
I think she's fine now, and the doctor seems to...
That's Bill Clinton, and he says, I think she's fine now. And backwards, it's alleged that this says, Mrs. Rodham dying now.
Mrs. Rodham dying now.
Mrs. Rodham dying now. Mrs. Rodham dying now.
So there you go. Make of that what you will. It's certainly an interesting reversal. We're doing reversals on a speech that Hillary Clinton did last night, and we'll have that's been done right now as I speak by my lady in Canada, who finds all my reversals for me. Well, not all of them, but certainly some of them. I'm so busy during the days, I just don't get the time I would like to have to look at the current event reversals. Got so much stuff going on. All right, look, while we're talking about Hillary Clinton, I want to play you a curious anomaly that I just found. Well, actually, it was pointed out to me by Sean Smith, who was my guest last week. And this is Hillary Clinton. This is a well-known line. Listen to this forwards.
What difference at this point does it make?
What difference at this point does it make? And backwards, I hear, yes, and I killed people.
And since I killed Clinton.
But when you take this track without the music, the reversal's not there. Now listen to this. This is the same track without the music.
What difference at this point does it make?
And we'll run it backwards. And where's yes, I've killed people? Isn't that the weirdest thing? Here, let's play the original reversal. Yes, I killed people.
Adderall Prozac.
Oh, sorry, that's Adderall Prozac. Hang on, where did it go? Okay, here we go. And then we run the track backwards without the music, and the reversal's not there. Isn't it the weirdest thing? I've never seen that before in all my 33 years. That's bizarre. How can the reversal be there when there's music mixed in and go when the music goes? I don't know. That's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. Anyway, there you go. We're going to have some more weird things for you in the second hour of the show. We've got David Haney back and Evie talking about electronic voice phenomena, which I'm actually very fascinated with, the whole field of EVP. It's if you're unfamiliar with EVP, it's allegedly the voice of spirits captured on audio recordings. So tune in for the second hour. Quite fascinating. I love EVP. I was first introduced to EVP, oh gee, when was that? That was in the early 90s. And I was stunned at how similar to reverse speech some of the genuine examples of EVP sounded. So anyway, that's coming up in the second hour. If you want to call in and talk to me, the toll-free number is 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944. Okay, so let's have a look at a couple other, while we're on the subject of Hillary, let's have a look at a couple of other reversals on Hillary. Here's one here.
And I will also knock down the barriers for minority-owned and women-owned small businesses.
Here she says, say you rave in my con.
Jerry rave in my con.
I guess she does have a bit of a con going. Now, there was another reversal I found on Hillary. Let me see if I can pull this one up quick about, of course, we know this famous reversal on Hillary Clinton.
Over the past year, I've laid out my plans for defeating ISIS. We need to take out their strongholds in Iraq and Syria by intensifying the air campaign and stepping up our support.
And she says, I'll bring us war. I'll bring us war. And then we have this one.
And you know what? It also matters when he makes fun of people with disabilities. Calls women pigs.
And here she says, and I'll scam you.
And I'll scam you.
And I'll scam you.
Yeah, nice and clear, that reversal. But the big question, though, is it Hillary Clinton we are hearing now, or is it a body double? Make sure you listen to the Jeff French Show tonight from 9 to 10 I'm on. On the first and third Friday of each month I do Jeff French. We'll have that tape done by then, and we'll have a better idea whether that is really Hillary Clinton or a body double. Who knows? Interesting stuff. All right, we're going to go back in time again to some earlier reversals. Here we have some early reversals on Joe Biden. So let's run these. Here we go.
She's not wanting to remind you of this, but her first campaign I came out and campaigned for. She was running way ahead. I campaigned for her. She barely won after I left, but.
And this reversal says, make God a hell.
Make God a hell.
Wow.
Make God a hell. Make God a hell.
I'll be bothered. All right, okay. Then we have another one on Joe Biden.
And there's so many people aspiring to the middle class, and so many people the last decade falling out of the middle class.
And here he says, dickhead sell.
Dickhead sell.
Dickhead sell.
Okay, all right. I guess he doesn't have a high opinion of the middle class, is what that would tell me. Here we have the next one here.
And you know, folks, It's really an honor to work with this crowd behind me.
And here he says, I want it more.
I want it more.
I want it more. I want it more.
Okay, let's have a look at another one on Joe Biden.
Most employers are beginning to understand that for productivity, for their bottom line, for them to be able to, in fact, compete more around the world, it makes sense for them to do this.
And here he says, mess scammed it, whirlwind my Rome.
Mess scammed it, whirlwind my Rome.
Wow.
Mess scammed it, whirlwind my Rome.
Nice and clear.
Mess scammed it, whirlwind my Rome.
All right, whirlwind my Rome, a bit of a complicated metaphor. Rome, a very common metaphor in reverse speech. It refers to building our kingdom, our enterprise. Someone who has a business that is growing will be having his Rome being very strong and expanding. And whirlwind is energy or life force. Whirlwind my Rome. He is growing and expanding his influence. He is feeling his energy. So there we go. Interesting reversal. Okay, I've got some more here on Joe Biden. Actually, I've got quite a few. So let's look at the next one here. And here we go.
Ironically, this recession hit men worse than women in the workplace. It was predicted it would be the opposite.
And this reversal says, outgrown it.
Outgrown it.
Huh.
Outgrown it.
Yeah, there it is.
Outgrown it.
Yep. All right. Now he's talking about the financial collapse and the recovery efforts that Obama made back right back in the beginning of his first term, actually.
I believe that there is a clear possibility we'll get a solid bill. But beyond putting odds on it, it's just very hard to do that.
And this one says, avoid the loss.
Avoid the loss.
Avoid the loss. Avoid the loss.
Well, that's congruent. They want to avoid the damage that the financial collapse dealt to the country. Here we have the next one.
And so, again, from the intense skepticism and the doubt of many that he expressed 14 months ago, particularly some of the folks who didn't want to vote for this legislation.
And this one says, did you scoff?
Did you scoff?
Did you scoff? Did you scoff?
Did he scoff? Did he scoff at it, I guess? Okay. All right. Next one along.
As most of you know, you got bored to death having to watch me do this initially. But I'm on the phone every week with somewhere between 4 and 7 governors, depending on both parties. I've now spoken to every governor, I think. Probably there's going to be some exception.
And this one says, Fed that old buggy.
Fed the old buggy.
I'll be bothered. Fresh Speech comes out with some strange reversals sometimes. What on earth does Fed that old buggy mean? I have no idea. All right, next one along.
Look, guys, I find it incredibly insensitive, incredibly out of touch.
And here he says, free this mess.
This mess.
This mess.
Yeah, nice and clear. Yeah, let's run the whole lot backwards. I like doing this. See if you can hear it amongst the gibberish. Yeah, there it was. Right there. Right amongst the gibberish. I'll do it again. And that's how reversals occur. You'll be running tapes backwards for a few minutes, and bang, suddenly you'll hear this very clear phrase amongst the gibberish. And that's how reverse speech occurs. About once every, in normal, regular, everyday conversation, about once every 15 seconds. And then it varies. It can actually go to as often as once every 1 or 2 seconds. I've heard it on rare occasions. But usually about once every 30 seconds on average. A little bit more in casual conversation, a lot less in media, about once every 3 or 4 minutes in media. Although Donald Trump's been pretty good at delivering some good reversals, and so has Hillary Clinton too. So I've been fairly lucky this election season. All right, here we have another one on Joe Biden, talking about the financial recovery.
and the cleanup cost are all BP's cost separate, apart, and above that $20 billion. What is wrong with that?
And this one says, have them all.
Have them all.
Oh, yeah.
Have them all.
Yep.
Have them all.
Yep, no doubt about that. All right, next one along.
I think most of the skeptics have come around to the point that all the talk about the Recovery Act being dead on arrival and how it was going to be this great boondoggle and all the fraud and abuse that was going to occur. And
here he says, I muck this.
I muck this.
Huh.
I muck this. I muck this.
Wonder what he, what damage he has done. I don't know. All right, okay, next one along. Here we go. Oh, hang on, this is the whole tape. Well, wonder how the whole tape got up there. Okay, all right, we don't want that one. So we're going to move along to the next one, which is, where are we? Here we go.
The truth of the matter is there continues to be a real disparity between the unemployment rate before this happened and subsequent to it happening between minorities and the rest of the country.
Well, this reversal says, in the battle, milk this fuss.
In the battle, milk this fuss.
Huh.
In the battle, milk this fuss.
That's just in the battles, plurals, in the battles.
In the battle, milk this fuss.
It's plural.
In the battle, milk this fuss. In the battle, milk this fuss.
Basically, in the fights that you are having, you will draw energy and strength. You will use the fuss and the chaos to your advantage. Okay? So, that's how I would interpret that. All right, next one along.
We knew that the hole dug by the recession that was created by the policies of the last administration resulted in a loss, a real loss of somewhere between $2 and $3 trillion in the economy.
And this one says, shouldn't sail with his slop.
Shouldn't sail with his slop.
I'll be bothered.
Shouldn't sail with his slop.
Nice and clear.
Shouldn't sail with his slop.
So who is he? Is that Obama? Man, let's run the forwards again.
We knew that the hole dug by the recession that was created by the policies of the last administration resulted in a loss, a real loss of somewhere between $2 and $3 trillion in the economy.
Yeah, certainly there, no doubt about that. All right, okay, so let's move along to the next one. And here we go.
You start off and take a look at what we've done with focusing on unemployment, COBRA, what we've done in terms of FMAP.
And this is Sick Wolf Feel Mud.
Sick Wolf Feel Mud.
Wow.
Sick Wolf Feel Mud.
Wow.
Sick Wolf Feel Mud.
Wow, stuck. Unable to move forward. A dysfunctional metaphor. If I had that on a client, I'd be straight in for a meta walk. Here, listen to the whole lot backwards. Yeah, there it is amongst the gibberish, quite clearly. I'll do it again. Amazing how that just jumps out of the gibberish like that. They're just amazing reversals. They still fascinate me. I've been doing this for 33 years now, and they still fascinate me as much now as they did back in my very early days. I've still got many questions, like that question we just raised today. How can a reversal be there with music, and then you take the music away, the reversal disappears? That's bizarre. I've never seen that before. I'll be thinking about that for a long time. All right, next one along.
We've gone from a GDP that was shrinking at 6.4% the first quarter we came into office to a GDP that grew 3% last quarter and averaged 4% over the last three quarters.
And this reversal says, the phone I make you.
The phone I make you.
Wow.
The phone I make you. The phone I make you.
Yeah, all right, nice and clear there. The phone I make you. Making a connection, I guess. Oh, here's a funny one. I like this one.
I have spoken to well over 140 mayors and county executives. I do this once a week for a couple hours a day, an hour each.
And here he says, we're in a horrible low.
We're in a horrible low. We're in a horrible low. We're in a horrible low.
Yes, they are in a horrible low. A definite horrible low. Well, they were back then in those days. All right, okay, so here's the next one we're going to look at.
But it has turned the country around. We're moving in the right direction, and this is the basis upon which this full recovery over time is going to occur.
And this reversal says, you rock your wolf sin.
You rock your wolf sin.
Oh, yeah.
You rock your wolf sin.
Wow.
You rock your wolf sin.
Wow. Gee whiz, the Biden and Obama don't have good reversals, do they? Wow. Okay, here's another one.
You know, recovery.gov, check it out for yourself. The illustration behind me just takes four of the 10,000 Recovery Act reports.
And here we have you show silly force.
You share silly force.
Oh, yeah.
You share silly force.
Yeah, nice and clear. Okay, so let's move along to the next one. And where are we? Here we go. Here's the forwards.
Because ultimately, ladies and gentlemen, this comes down to a simple proposition. It comes down to a quality of life issue, not just as Lily pointed out, for the woman, but for everyone around her.
And this one is, she's a powerful missile.
She's a powerful missile.
Missile.
She's a powerful missile. She's a powerful missile.
Okay, folks, we have to go to our break. We'll be back right after this.
Do you struggle with your weight? Are you frustrated or discouraged? Think you've tried everything to lose weight? Tired of weight loss products that promise results and don't deliver? There are 12 main reasons why you struggle with excess weight and have a difficult time losing it. From overeating to hormonal imbalances and underactive thyroid, even sleep problems, and even dieting itself. The truth is, the 12 causes of weight loss problems are all addressed by one product, Royal Velvet. You, yes you, can join the scores of Rinse listeners who have stopped the madness and no longer struggle with weight issues. Maybe you've heard them talk with Jeff about their amazing transformations on his show. Simply go to RoyalVelvetNow.com, click on the weight loss section, and learn the truth about the real reason obesity is a deadly epidemic that you can avoid. Then click on the Rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner, and you will be on your way to a healthier, slimmer, more youthful you. RoyalVelvetNow.com. Your life will never be the same.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean, and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as bio-superfood. I've taken bio-superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Okay, we are back. This is David John Hart. You are listening to the Weekly Reverse Speech Show. We are looking at some general reversals on Joe Biden right now. We looked a little bit at Hillary Clinton for the first 10 minutes or so. Make sure you listen in to the Rents, Jeff Rentz's show tonight from 9 to 10. We'll be trying to answer the question whether Hillary Clinton has a body double or not. There we go. That's what I was trying to say. So we'll find that out. Okay, so we are going to look at some more reversals here. Just give me one second. I'm trying to find a particular reversal, and I can't see it. So, okay, all right. So let's move along to... I know what I've done wrong. Okay. So let's move along to Joe Biden again, and he seems to have disappeared from my computer. Here we go. Right, Joe Biden, and we are looking at this one, and here we go. No, not that one. Excuse me. Sorry about this, folks. Okay, this one. Here we go.
Presumptuously counted myself among them, all of a sudden found out when they had a talented daughter who was a good athlete, how ferociously supportive they became of Title IX. Not a joke.
And here she says, the lust that I handle. Okay, the lust that I handle, that's a... That's a pretty damning reversal when he's talking about a friend of his. So we will move on and look at the next one, which is where are we? Here we go.
So, ladies and gentlemen, as bleak as it is out there, we have turned this gigantic super tank around that was just wandering out to sea, and it's heading back to port. It's moving in the right direction. We've gone from an economy that was shrinking at 6.4% when we took office to one the last three quarters that has grown at an average of 3.5%.
All right, here we have a nice congruent reversal. He says, this is fine, you know.
Yes, it's fine, you know.
Yes, it's fine, you know. Yes, it's
fine, you're known. There we go. All right, okay. So, who else are we going to look at? That's all the Joe Biden reversals I had. Here's some of David Cameron. This is also from about 8 years ago. This is 2011. Five years ago. So here we go.
The services and sacrifices made on our behalf by our armed forces and their families, and keep them in our thoughts and prayers, and thank them for what they do on our behalf.
Yeah. And he says, but we get a wolf.
But we get a wolf.
Wow.
But we get a wolf. But we get a wolf.
So, being strong and forthright?
Hey, look, I'm not standing here today and saying it was a bad decision to release Megrahi because I'm here. I said this a year ago at the time, that it was a bad decision, it shouldn't have been made. The British government as well should have been clear that it was a bad decision rather than going along with it.
And this one says, damn, live in the shit.
Damn, live in the shit.
Wow.
Damn, live in the shit.
Oh, dear me.
Damn, live in the shit.
Oh, dear, that's nice and clear, isn't it? Okay, next one along.
Clearly, the police have a view and a very good, obvious view that the criminal case... shouldn't be ongoing.
And this one says, gonna muck up the dream.
It's gonna muck up the dream.
Huh.
It's gonna muck up the dream. It's gonna muck up the dream.
Yep, alright, okay. That's David Cameron. Alright, next one along.
It is going to be limited to a year, and I hope it gets started before the end of this year.
This one says, I see the net.
I see the net.
I see the net. I said the net.
Net is an emotional trap. He's recognizing some trap or of some sort. Okay, so let's move on to the next one. Here we go. Here he is talking about Libya.
But I hope it's also showed that this country has learnt not only the lessons of Iraq, but the lessons of Bosnia too. When it is necessary, legal and right to act, we should be ready to do so.
Yeah. Here he says, erase the sins.
Erase the sins.
Erase the sins. Erase the sins.
Yep, okay, nice and clear. All right, next one along.
To require a referendum by law for any such transfer of powers from this House.
And this one says, I seen it fall.
I seen it fall.
I seen it fall. I seen it fall.
Yeah, there we go. All right, let me get that toll-free number again. You've got time to call me before the bottom of the, before the top of the hour. And that number, toll-free, is 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Always like to get your calls. Always curious to see what people think about reverse speech out there. Okay? So, all right, next one along.
These are arguments which Margaret Thatcher made to drive through the single market in the first place and which every Prime Minister since has tried to push.
And here he says, now trust this, let's send them out.
Now trust this, let's send them out.
Huh. Okay, talking about Libya. Next one along.
We should focus on how to make the most of this, not pursue a parliamentary process for a multiple-choice referendum.
And this reversal says, so selfish.
So selfish.
So selfish. So selfish.
Yeah, well, there it is. Nice and clear there. All right, and the next one along, here we go.
The way to make the whole of the EU, including the Eurozone, work better is to promote open markets, flexible economies, and enterprise.
And this one says, stay calm.
Stay calm.
Stay calm. Stay calm.
All right, listen, look, before I forget, I should let you know, we're going to have a special show next week, just taking a break from playing reversal for a sec. I just remembered, so I want to make sure I get this out. In the second hour of the show next week, we are going to do a special meta walk. And this will be a meta walk to put a new metaphor into the collective unconscious. This is something I've been doing for a few years now. We've got a lot of people who want to have it done, and I'm doing it due to popular request. We've got several people who plan to join us on the show next week. So, take note, show next week, second hour, we're going to be doing a live meta walk for the first half hour of the show to, put a new metaphor into the collective unconscious that will bring, now hopefully, propel the planet onto our next evolutionary leap with the advancements in electronics lately, we are getting very close to our next evolutionary leap, I would imagine. Alright, here's the next reversal. Just wanted to get that plug in for the show next week. Tell your friends to come and join. The more people we have on the show, the better and more powerful the meta walk will be. All right, next one along. David Cameron talking about Libya.
The way to make the whole of the EU, including the Eurozone, work better is to promote open markets, flexible economies, and enterprise.
And this reversal says, stay calm.
Stay calm.
Stay calm. Stay calm.
Yeah, okay, stay calm. Yeah, well, I guess... if Hillary Clinton had, well, Hillary Clinton stayed very calm during Libya, didn't she? And we saw what happened then. All right, next one along.
I think one of the other problems with the motion, and I completely understand the frustrations that many of my colleagues have about Europe. One of the problems is this.
Mr. Versal says the show suffered.
Isn't the show suffered?
Isn't the show suffered? Isn't the show suffered?
Yeah, okay, there we go. The show suffered. Well, I guess it did, didn't it? All right, next one along, here we go.
This European Council was about three things. Sorting out the problems of the Eurozone, promoting growth in the European Union, and ensuring that as the Eurozone develops new arrangements for governance, the interests of those outside the Eurozone are protected.
And this reversal says they pray in it.
They pray in it.
Huh.
Dead Green.
Yeah, it's certainly there. All right, next one along.
Members of my party fought the last election committed to three things. Stopping the passage of further powers to the EU.
This verse says, this happened.
This happened.
Yeah, there it is, all there. All right, okay. Let's look at the next one along. Here we go.
To protect civilians and to give the Libyan people the chance to determine their own political future. With the death of Gaddafi, they now really do have that chance. The whole House will join me in paying tribute to our armed forces for the role that they have played. Over 3,000 missions flown, some 2,000 strike sorties, one-fifth of the total strike sorties.
And this reversal says, we had the war with it.
They did indeed have the war in it.
And of course, look, the position Libya's in now. Unbelievable. All right, next section along.
We pushed these in the letter we coordinated to the G20, in the video conference between me, Angela Merkel, Nicolas Sarkozy and President Obama last week. We did so again at the European Council this weekend and will continue to do so on Wednesday at an extra European Council meeting.
And this reversal says, you sell a mob?
You sell a mob.
You sold a mob.
I don't think that's sell. I'm hearing an O. You sold a mob.
You sold a mob.
You sold a mob.
Yeah, it's not sell.
You sold a mob.
No, that reversal's not there. Okay, we throw that one out. Okay. All right. Here's an interesting one. Oh, he says it twice. Well, this is interesting. All right, here we go.
Honourable members should not underestimate the vast two-way benefit this US-UK relationship has brought in disrupting terrorist plots and saving lives. So we need to deal with these problems.
This verse says, see the weed.
See the weed.
Huh.
See the weed. See the weed.
Here we have it again.
But it does get them to a better situation, one where we can deal with this stain on Britain's reputation, as I say.
And see the weed.
See the weed.
See the weed.
I'll be bothered.
See the weed.
Wonder why he'd say that twice. All right. Okay, next one along.
The longer these questions remain unanswered, the bigger the stain on our reputation as a country that believes in freedom and fairness and human rights.
And this verse says, the youth must feel that. I guess so. Alright, next one along, here we go.
And we should remember, as we do this inquiry, the pressures that were on security services across the world to try and prevent a repeat of those dreadful events on 9/11.
Yeah. And this reversal says, this moral is a shepherd.
This moral is a shepherd.
Huh.
Yes, moral with the shepherd.
Yep, there it is.
Yes, moral with the shepherd.
Yep, nice and clear there. Okay, all right, so, in the same folder, I got some reversals from Obama. I wonder why it's in the same folder as David Cameron. So let's play them.
But it's also partly because of a grant that we're offering companies that manufacture electric vehicles and the batteries that power them.
This verse says, let's see the blank.
Let's see the blank.
Okay, typical Obama. This next one is also typical Obama.
And to fail to act on some of the great challenges facing the country that we have been putting off for decades would mean a lesser future for our children and our grandchildren.
This verse says, you blank them.
If you're snuck them.
Look, for those of you who've been following my career for a while, you'll know about Obama's reversals. Ever since day one that he was in office, they have been consistently not just negative, but destructive of the United States. You wreck it, you destroy it. There's just been some really damning reversals about Obama and what he's doing or has done to America. Yet he speaks so eloquently forward, you know, he sounds so genuine and sincere, but you get these contradictory reversals like this one. You blank it. Here it is again.
If you're snuck them.
No, you blank them. You blank them.
If you're snuck them. If you're snuck them.
If That's just so characteristics of Obama. Interesting. All right, next one along.
And Harry was willing to lead those fights because he knew that we had to change course. That to do nothing, to simply continue with the policies that had gotten us into this mess in the first place, would mean further disaster.
And this one says, you'll miss it.
You'll miss it.
Huh.
You'll miss it. You'll miss it.
Yeah, well, I guess so. Oh, here we have a nice one to end off with on Obama.
A solar power company called Aminex received a roughly $6 million tax credit for a new facility they're building in the Las Vegas area.
And this verse says, your Lord with your loss.
Your Lord with your loss.
Huh.
Your Lord with your loss.
Yeah, that's certainly there.
Your Lord with your loss.
All right, so there we go. A few reversals on Joe Biden and David Cameron. Let's see what else I've got here. Oh, here's a cool reversal. This is goes back in time. This is from 1888. How about that? 1888. And this one says, and not another one. So there you go. How's that for some old audio? Actually, I've got some other old audio here too. This is a President Cleveland from 1892 on the campaign trail.
I shall not come from a bad state of Massachusetts, nor a state of New York. I say that the people of both states do declare our helpless impotency as a nation to attend to our own business.
And backwards he says, try a southern route.
Try a southern route. Try a southern route.
And I got another one here. I wonder what this one says. They deal with that sin. Here we go. So let's run the whole lot backwards, and you'll hear the try southern route, and they deal with that sin amongst the gibberish. All right, there's they deal with that sin. Okay. And there's a try a southern route amongst the gibberish. I'll do it again. It's amazing how they jump out of the reversals like out of the gibberish like that. So there was two old recordings, 1888 and 1892. That's way back when they were first developing recording. That takes us back a long time, doesn't it? Wow. All right. Okay. Oh, well, look, while we're on president here, here's a Ronald Reagan, a couple of verses on Ronald Reagan.
But here's the remarkable thing about being born in 1911. In my life's journey over these past 8 decades, I have seen the human race through a period of unparalleled tumult and triumph. I have seen the birth of communism and the death of communism.
Here he says, overcome here with freedom.
Overcome here with freedom.
Overcome here with freedom. Overcome here with freedom.
He actually had quite a few good reversals. Here he is with his famous speech, tear down this wall.
If you seek liberalization, come here to this gate. Mr. Gorbachev, open this gate. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
backwards. He says, see the dream.
See the dream.
See the dream. See the dream.
And there we go. Nice, nice congruent reversals on Ronald Reagan. Okay, that's what you want to see. All right. Oh, here's one on Truman for 1945. Okay, here we go. This is just after he dropped the atomic bomb.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States. The world will note that the first atomic bomb was dropped on Hiroshima, a military base. We won the race of discovery against the Germans. We have used it in order to shorten the agony of war, in order to save the lives of thousands and thousands of young Americans.
Here he says, two reversals. Firstly, but there is dilemma.
Yeah, there is dilemma.
And the dilemma, of course, is Hiroshima was not just a military base. It's had a large civilian population. And here he says, backwards, mad. They must have dropped it before the whirlwind. So now, Obama also uses the whirlwind reversal when he's talking, when he was at Hiroshima. And I'm just trying to think where I've got those Hiroshima reversals on Obama. Oh, here we go. Okay, so he, oh no, he doesn't use the word whirlwind. Okay, so, but let's look at it anyway. So here we go.
It is not the fact of war that sets Hiroshima apart. Artifacts tell us that violent conflict appeared with the very first man.
And this reversal says, dropped bomb will show its lesson.
Dropped bomb will show its lesson.
Oh.
Dropped bomb will show its lesson. Dropped bomb will show its lesson.
And then he talks forwards about the lessons of Hiroshima. Here we go.
They do not want more war. They would rather that the wonders of science be focused on improving life and not eliminating it. When the choices made by nations, when the choices made by leaders reflect this simple wisdom, then the lesson of Hiroshima is done.
So there we go, the lesson of Hiroshima. And backwards, drop bomb will show its lesson.
Drop bomb will show its lesson. Drop bomb will show its lesson. Drop bomb will show its lesson.
And, oh, here we have Hillary in reverse. Okay, let's have a look at this. This is what's Hillary doing in his reversals at a speech at Hiroshima.
The woman who forgave a pilot who flew the plane that dropped the atomic bomb because she recognized that what she really hated was war itself.
And this reversal said, Hillary showing.
Hillary showing.
Hillary showing. Hillary showing.
There you go, folks. Make of that what you will. I'm not too sure what Hillary's doing on Obama's reversals there. All right, what else have we got that's a good little one? Oh, here's Kirstie Alley. Oh, this is a funny one.
Yeah, babe, but I got to know what Miss Spring said, honey. Well, she was, you know, one of those girls that I always wanted to be. The very thin, petite, blonde, just perfect, immaculate-looking little babe.
Right.
And she didn't say anything. She just said, you know, she just looked like... They have that look. She just looked
that
like...
Look for me.
That.
And she says, such a silly ass.
Such a silly ass.
Such a silly ass. Such a silly ass.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, what else can I play? Oh, here's one on Madonna. This is interesting. This is the day after she was charged for masturbating on stage, I think.
Dear Lord, it seems like every time I'm standing in the circle before the show, I'm asking you for something extra special. Well, I'm here again, and they say ask and you shall receive.
And backwards, my masturbate kills me.
My masturbate kills me.
My masturbate kills me. My masturbate kills me.
Yeah, it's all there. Okay, all right. Oh, here we have Whoopi Goldberg.
How much fun was this film then to do?
Well, it was a lot of fun, you know, because I got to play with all these guys.
And she says, see all the wealth that I got. I something the money.
See all the wealth that I got. I suck the money.
I suck the money. See all the wealth that I got. I suck the money.
See all the wealth that I got. I suck the money.
Okay, folks, we've got a top of the hour break. We'll be back right after this with my guest, David Haney, for an hour of EVP. See you soon.
I'd like to invite you to take a look at some of the most important products in the realm of health and hygiene I've ever seen, all from Trioxy. As many of you know, ozone oxygen is highly effective for many different uses in the home or office place, from purifying the air you breathe to the water you drink. In fact, the city of Los Angeles, among others, uses ozone to purify the drinking water for millions. Uses of ozonated water produced by the Trioxy Pure include washing your hands, disinfecting cuts and infections, brushing your teeth, and even washing and sanitizing fruits and vegetables in the kitchen. Meanwhile, the Trioxy Re-Ion ozone negative ion generator will clean your indoor air of pollen, smoke, odors, mold, bacteria, and viruses, and more, and will put extra oxygen into your bloodstream and clean your body just by you being there. I hope you'll drop by and visit GoHealthyNext.com and take a look. The prices are more than affordable, and the results are priceless. That's GoHealthyNext.com.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3, commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times.